All right, I'm going to go ahead and get started. I'm told this by the judges that they're ready to get the show on the road. Thank you, I think. Is this the last thing for today? Well, congratulations. You've made it to the end. Each of you should update your resumes and say completed Westbrook 2023. Fantastic. I think I'm going to start on the far left with Judge Lopez. Get that. Judge Lopez, who he's pretty well known around. He's the one of the judges for the United States Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas. He's been there since August of 2019, and prior to coming on the bench, he worked at Weil Gotshal. And interestingly enough, his bio says that he worked on mega restructurings all the way down to middle market. And I was wondering what middle market means to Weil. It's probably slightly different than middle market to Hayward. I did want to also point out that he serves as an adjunct professor at the Thurgood Marshall School of Law. So thank you for that. To his left is Judge Craig Gargatta. He's the chief judge for the Western District of Bankruptcy Court. He was appointed to the bench in 2007, and he actually clerked for Judge Ronnie King, I haven't seen him around today, so I don't know why he's not here. But so thank you, Judge Gargatta, for coming. And immediately to Judge Gargatta's right is Judge Larson, who is in the Northern District of Texas. Hold on, I got my things out of order here a little bit. There we go. Prior to taking, she's been on the bench since July of 2020, so I also was not invited to any sort of anniversary party for that. But prior to taking the bench, she was a practitioner.
Stuff that happens during COVID.
There you go. Prior to taking the bench, she was a resident practitioner for 24 years. She worked at Carrington Coleman, predecessor firm to Hutton Andrews and Kurth, of course, her matters involved large litigation, large commercial bankruptcy cases all the way all across the country. And I did want to note that prior to taking the bench, she was a CPA. Is that a thing you have to keep maintained? Has that lapsed?
I did until I took the bench, and then I let it go.
But the point,
so much to keep up with it, yeah, every year.
But the point is, when people put their sketchy materials in front of you, you can suss it out pretty quick, I would imagine.
I read a financial statement or two, yes.
And immediately to Judge Larson's right is just Judge Josh Searcy, who is in the Eastern District of Texas. I think we all know him pretty well. he previously served as the chair of the bankruptcy law section for the State Bar of Texas and is the past recipient of the Romina L. Malloy Bossio Award, which I wanted to point out since that's one of the favorite awards of the bankruptcy section for the State Bar. And immediately to Judge Searcy's right is Ryan Manns. He's the partner and co-head of bankruptcy restructuring group in the United States for Norton Rose. His practice involves representing public, private corporations, boards of directors, management teams, creditor constituencies, and purchasers of financially distressed assets. And he's a fellow of the American College of Bankruptcy and was recently recognized as a Lawyer of the Year. Fantastic. So join me in welcoming our panel.
Thanks very much, Charlie, and good afternoon, everyone. We've got a great panel for you today, and we have a number of topics that we look forward to addressing. Before we get into the substance of our program, we thought it would be fun to start with an icebreaker. And so, Judge Searcy, since you're closest to me, I thought we'd start with you, and I want to start with the question of what is the one thing that most people in this room may not know about you?
So this is the question that I had to give the most thought to of all of our preparations today. Because I'm not a big personal information sharer, I would say. And so, not on purpose. Probably quirky thing that you all don't know about me is when I was in college, I once drove with a group of friends to Los Angeles from San Antonio to try to be a contestant on The Price is Right. We were not successful, but it was a good time.
That is fantastic. All righty. You guys probably know, because Cooter has told everybody, that I am from Deep South Louisiana. And when I mean Deep South, if you ever watch Swamp People, those are my people. I'm very, very offended when folks watch it with like the closed captioning at the bottom because they don't understand what they're saying.